Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is a memorial tribute to the American composer and pianist George Walker. The following program is from 2002, when Singing and Other Sins was called Great Songs. Joanna Takagi was co-host. Some of Dr. Walker's awards that we didn't mention on that program include his induction into the American Classical Music Hall of Fame, the Aaron Copland ASCAP Award, Guggenheim and Rockefeller Fellowships, Koussevitzky and American Academy of Arts and Letters Awards, as well as a huge number of honorary doctorate degrees. George Walker died on August 23, 2018, at the age of 96. Now let's hear the Great Songs program presenting Dr. Walker and his art songs.
George Walker was born in Washington, D.C. in 1922, of West Indian American parentage. His mother supervised her son's first piano lessons that began when he was 5 years of age. At age 14, the same year he graduated from Dunbar High School, George played his first public recital at Howard University. We'll tell you more about our featured composer, but let's hear a couple of his art songs first.
I never saw them.
That was mezzo-soprano Patricia Green with composer George Walker at the piano in two of his songs, I Never Saw a Moor, to the words of Emily Dickinson, and Response, words of Paul Lawrence Dunbar. And now here's Gary and Dr. Walker in a phone interview.
Dr. Walker, you have enjoyed a life as a respected pianist, educator, and composer of many different genres of classical music. What influences brought you to write art songs?
My very first composition or attempted composition was a song. I was a freshman at Oberlin College, and I had just begun to take theory lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I had decided that before I graduated, I wanted to take a course in composition just to find out what it was like to study composition, how composition should be taught. And the teacher I had was a man by the name of Norman Lockwood. And my very first lesson with him, he, as an assignment, asked me to write some melodies. And after a few weeks of writing melodies, he asked me to write an accompaniment and then to find a text that I could set. So I started off as a composer writing songs.
My golly, that's wonderful.
Creating a line that has shape. And the idea of course, writing a song is far more complex than just a single melodic line.
Sure.
And my whole approach, however, was based on the, you can call it theoretical aspect of what leader in the 19th century consists of, the blending of the text and the accompaniment and the vocal line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've tried to do in all of my songs.
After graduating at 18 from Oberlin College, Walker was admitted to the Curtis Institute of Music to study piano with Rudolf Serkin, chamber music with William Primrose and Gregor Piatigorsky, and composition with Rosario Scalero, teacher of Samuel Barber. He graduated from the Curtis Institute with artist diplomas in piano and composition in 1945, becoming the first black graduate of this renowned music school. Before we tell you more about this remarkable musician, let's hear some more of his art songs. Listen to the updated Humpty Dumpty, followed by Softly, Blow Lightly.
So
The focus of this edition of Great Songs is George Walker, both composer and pianist, with Patricia Green in Mother Goose Circa 2054 and Softly Blow Lightly to the words of D.S. Hayes. I'd like to continue with Walker's biographical information. As the winner of the Philadelphia Youth Auditions, he played Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra conducted by Eugene Ormandy. He was the first black instrumentalist to appear with this orchestra. In 1954, he toured seven European countries to great acclaim. Since he was so well known as a pianist, let's break with tradition on this edition of Great Songs and hear Dr. Walker in a solo piano piece. That was George Walker playing Chopin's Mazurka in C, Opus 33, No. 2.
Now let's continue with some more background information on Dr. Walker. He taught at Dillard University in New Orleans for 1 year before entering the Doctor of Musical Arts degree program at the Eastman School of Music in 1955. In 1956, he became the first black recipient of a doctoral degree from that institution. Dr. Walker was awarded both a Fulbright Fellowship and a John Hay Whitney Fellowship in 1957. He spent 2 years in Paris, where he worked with Nadia Boulanger, who praised him as a really good composer. In 1959, he embarked upon another tour, playing concerts in France, Holland, and Italy. Let's return now to the focus of Great Songs, Art Song, which George Walker has written throughout his life. We'll hear his Emily Dickinson-inspired Wild Nights and a spiritual that he arranged.
Oh,
Patricia Green and George Walker in his Wild Nights and Mary Wore Three Links of Chain, a spiritual which Walker arranged.
I'll go on with George Walker's life story. His distinguished career as a teacher continued in 1960 at the Dalcroze School of Music, the New School for Social Research, Smith College, the University of Colorado, and Rutgers University from 1969 to 1992, where he was chairman of the music department. He also taught at the Peabody Institute and the University of Delaware. The next group of George Walker's songs that we'll hear begins with "So We'll Go No More A-Roving," to words of Lord Byron.
Still as night.
songs by the featured composer of this edition of Great Songs, George Walker. Just now, we heard two anonymous poets' lyrics, and before that, Byron's, "So We'll Go No More A-Roving." Phyllis Brynjulfsson enjoyed the support of the composer at the piano.
Let me tell you more about George Walker. He has published over 90 works for orchestra, chamber orchestra, piano, strings, voice, organ, clarinet, guitar, brass, woodwinds, and chorus.
That's amazing.
He's been honored by major educational institutions and has also received important commissions from ensembles such as the New York Philharmonic, the Cleveland Orchestra, the Boston Symphony, and the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. The New York Philharmonic also premiered his In Praise of Folly in 1981 that was televised nationally on the PBS program Great Performances. And now back to art songs composed by Dr. Walker. First, the lighthearted I Went to Heaven to Emily Dickinson's poetry, and then the unusual sounding A Red, Red Rose, words of Robert Burns.
Thank you.
A Red, Red Rose, and before that, I Went to Heaven, performed by Phyllis Brynjulfsson with composer Walker piano. In 1996, George Walker became the first African-American composer to receive the coveted Pulitzer Prize in Music for his work Lilacs for Voice and Orchestra, premiered by the Boston Symphony, Seiji Ozawa conducting. Let's hear the Arizona State University Symphony Orchestra in two movements from Lilacs.
Thank you.
Fay Robinson was the soloist in the last two movements from the Pulitzer Prize-winning Lilacs that George Walker wrote in 1996 to Walt Whitman's poem When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed.
Now we'll hear a portion of Dr. Walker's poem.
Oh, idea and the reality, between the motion and the act.
That was a portion of George Walker's poem. Well, thank you for speaking with us, and I hope your stay in Hawaii is pleasant.
As long as the weather holds up.
Thank you so much for talking
with
me.
My pleasure, Gary. Thank you for asking me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In the time remaining, Gary, let's hear the more traditional art song for voice and piano that Dr. Walker has written.
Thank you.
We heard soprano Phyllis Brynjolfsson and composer-pianist George Walker in three art songs, I Have No Life But This and Bequest, both with words of Emily Dickinson, and With Rue My Heart Is Laden, poetry of A.E. Housman.
You've been listening to the George Walker Memorial based on the Great Songs program of 2002. Joanna Takagi was co-host and Charles Husson, engineer. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.